There are three stunts that the contestant has to partake in and to overcome during this challenge. The first stunt is typically a stunt in which a physical test is given to the contestant, such as jumping from one building to another. The second stunt is often a mental challenge, a challenge in which the contestant or the team has to ingest a vile animal or live bugs or something that may be considered gross to the contestant. There's also a portion of this stunt in which they may have to lay in a tank of worms or lay in a tank of snakes or spiders. And I don't know about you, but that gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. The third and final stunt is usually something that's more extreme than the other two stunts. And the goal of the show is for the contestant or the team to win $50,000 and to hear the host say, "Fear is not a factor for you." And just as the contestants are to win and accomplish the stunts and be heard and be told that fear is not a factor, in our text today, God is telling us, you and I, the same thing, that fear does not have to be a factor in your life. Praise Can God. I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
You see, oftentimes fear and worry and anxiety, doubt and disappointment and discouragement creeps up on us at a moment's notice.
That's right.
Some of us have a fear of rejection. Some of us have a fear of success. Some of us have a fear of failure.
Yeah.
Some of us even have a fear of being alone.
Oh yeah.
Some of us are entrapped with the fear of being abandoned or having a fear of being hurt or not being accepted. Well, I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, whatever fear that grips you the most, I'm here to let you know that you can overcome the fear factor in your life.
Well, help us, Pastor. Help us. Help us now. You help us.
We've all faced some fears, and God gives us a formula for overcoming the fear factor.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, I must say that I'm not immune to fear myself. I remember on a trip that First Lady and I had taken for our anniversary to the beautiful Red Rocks of Sedona. And I remember we were in this Jeep riding up the off roads of the mountains. And First Lady looked over at me, and she was the one that was driving at the time, but she said, if I could be any color, I wouldn't be brown, I wouldn't be black, I would be green. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, there's something about driving on an off-road on a side of a mountain that makes my stomach turn.
That's right. That's right.
Whatever it is that may cause fear in your life, my brothers and sisters, I'm here to encourage you that you can overcome the fear in your life.
Well, thank you.
Some of us have a fear of spiders. Some of us have a fear of snakes. Some of us have a fear of heights, but whatever the fear may be, I'm here to tell you that God has a formula that you can overcome the fear in your life. Just the other day, I was scrolling through Facebook, and I saw a video of a man who was sitting in the woods, and here comes a rattlesnake that came up upon him. And the rattlesnake was only inches from this man. Not knowing what to do, the man just sat there without moving, wondering what he could do in order to get out of that rattlesnake's path. And I know it was nothing but the grace of God, but the man began to use a piece of stick to touch the rattlesnake's tail and make the rattlesnake move, but that didn't make any things better because the rattlesnake began to slide up on his leg. And I said, "Oh Lord, God help this man right now." But the end of the story, the man was able to get the rattlesnake to move, and he was able to run away and get away from the danger of that snake. Yes, my brothers and sisters, whatever the fear is that you're faced with, I'm here to tell you that God gives us a formula for overcoming fear. You see, oftentimes we fear things that aren't even true, things that would never even happen. It's often been said that fear actually stands for false evidence appearing real.
Well,
The word fear comes from the word phobos or phobia, which initially had the meaning of a flight or fleeing. But instead of fleeing from our fears, I believe Isaiah 41 and 10 gives us two commandments and three promises to help us so that fear is not a factor in our lives. In this text this morning, my brothers and sisters, God is encouraging the nation of Israel because they are fearful of what's going to happen to them. But just like he's encouraging Israel, he's encouraging us this morning to let us know that God is with us and that we serve a mighty and big God. We get two commands and we get three promises of what God has for us in store. Let us look at the text. Verse 10, it says, fear not.
Fear not.
Fear not. Tell your neighbor, fear not.
Fear not.
You see, oftentimes fear creeps up on us.
Yes,
but what God is telling us is to fear not.
Fear not.
Why? He says, I am with you.
Bless God.
I am with you through the storms. I am with you through the trials. I'm with you when you're up on that Sedona mountain. I'm with you no matter what you're faced with.
Thank you, Lord.
He is with us no matter what we are going through.
Mm-hmm.
We are to fear not and be not afraid.
Yes.
Fear not or do not be afraid is found 365 times in the Bible, once for each day of the year. That should be encouragement, my brother, to know that we are not to fear anything that comes our way. There is a story of this man who was awakened by the smoke in his house because of a fire. And the man ran into his upstairs room and grabbed his children and carried out his 18-month-old daughter. And as he was walking with his son, holding his hand, and he got halfway down a hall, and his son decided to run back to his room because he left his teddy bear in his bedroom. So he broke free of his father's hand and ran back into the room to retrieve it. And in all the confusion, the father didn't even realize that the boy had let go and had run back into the room. And by now, the man was outside, and he was wondering where his little boy was, trapped by the flames and smoke in the second-story bedroom. And as the smoke swirled around and he started to cough and cry, he ran to the upstairs window and said, Daddy, Daddy, help me. And his father yelled out to him and said, jump out the window, son. I'm here. I'll catch you. And in the darkness of the smoke, the little boy yelled back, but Daddy, I can't see you.
Yeah.
But the daddy shouted back at the boy and said, son, it's okay. I can see you. I just need you to jump right now. And just like this story, my brothers and sisters, it may seem like we are in times of darkness and fear is hard to see God.
Oh, Lord.
But I'm here to tell you, First Baptist Church, even though you might not be able to see God, God can see you. Fear not what you may be faced with. But I believe the Lord gives us another commandment. He says, be not dismayed. To be dismayed means to be broken or to be filled with fear. 1 Samuel 30 and 6 says that David was distressed because the men were talking about stoning him. But that changed because he found strength in the Lord his God. Yes, my brothers and sisters, do not be dismayed because God is with us during a time of need. To expand our view of the Almighty God, we need to look at all of Isaiah 40 and 41. And I encourage you to do that, my brothers and sisters, to see that the sovereign Lord is with us, that the sovereign and divine God is with us at all times, that his power rules all creation, that he is able to do marvelous and wonderful things, that he is able to help us to live without fear.
Thank God.
My brothers and sisters, oftentimes we put God in a little box.
Yeah.
Not thinking that he can help us in our time of fear. No matter what you may be in fear of. Maybe it's a fear of heights. Maybe it's a fear of snakes. But I'm here to let you know that God is able to help you to overcome your fear.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe the text tells us that we can live without fear because God is with us.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, say, I can live without fear.
I can live without fear.
because God is with me. But also we can see in the command that we ought to not be dismayed because God is our God. Look at the text. It says, be not dismayed, for I am your God. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but if you look at the stars at night, I'm here to remind you that God created all the stars. If you look at the sun during the daytime, I'm here to tell you that God created the sun as well. And if God can create all the stars at night and create the sun during the day, whatever you're in fear of, my brothers and sisters, God can make it go away. For the Lord tells us that he has given us not a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor.
Overcoming the fear factor. So we see the two commands that God has given us. He says, fear not.
Yes.